They say that the prayer, the Creator hears a prayer not of a person for himself, but of a person for his friend. There is this example that no one can feed himself with his own hand. However, if he gives the other with a spoon and this way each one to the other, then everyone can get their food. But no one can feed himself. But if I feed myself, it means that I'm using my ego. And if I feed someone else, it means that I'm using the force of bestowal. So it's only in such a way. If we pray for the other, and it doesn't matter precisely if it's from the bottom of our heart or not, it doesn't matter if we know exactly what the other one needs or not, if we are aimed towards the other, to some extent above our ego, with an effort, then the Creator will complete the work for me. He will do whatever is needed. But there will be a connection between us already, and something, some spiritual food, each and every one will get it. So we have to think about this system, but when each one feeds himself, this is against the thought of creation. Please continue. I would very much like to be assisted by your questions, as precise as possible. Let's not scatter in all directions. Rather follow the four phases of direct light. There are good lessons, very good lessons about the four phases of direct light, with drawings, the sketches that are the ones that are drawn, that are in the book, and the ones that are photographed. I recommend very much to see them, and I hope that those who are responsible for the archive know how to bring them so that they can be used by the broad public.
What I was given from the archive is we have 16 assorted series of the study of the preface, and you can find 170 lessons on that in the archive in general.
So you see, now I need to, well, still being a bit ill and not very much concentrated, now I have to have another series. I don't know what is it that you want of me. I usually, when I was studying with Rabash, I would search for what he had earlier, how he wrote it, what Baal HaSulam wrote about the materials that we're studying, and then I would come following such a work of preparation with the sources. I would come to him with questions. Here it is seemingly different. I don't think that's the right way, but let's see. Everything depends on your questions. It all depends on your questions. And then I So I'm going to start drawing it. So the thought of creation is to do good to his creations, right? We usually draw this like this. We have an intention on behalf of the Creator to create the created beings and do good to them. And it's written that promptly in the thought of creation, there is already the foundation of the future created being, the root of the ego, the great will to receive. So the thought of creation already includes two things, the desire to bestow, which is the red arrow, and to whom to bestow the future created being, which is the black dot. That's it. You cannot have one without the other. Rather, this is how they work together. And when they work together, the light, which is the red arrow, works on the will to receive, which is the other one. The light develops the will to receive until the will to receive becomes as great as the light. Then it takes on such a form. This is the Kli and the light that keeps on filling it. And the light that keeps on filling it, right? This phase, we say, is the first phase.
Razon
is number one. The desire comes from the side of the Kli, the fulfillment comes from the side of the light. This is how the Creator and the created being already start existing together. In the zero phase, zero, they did not yet exist together, because there the will to receive didn't still have any form. It is like a drop of semen within the mother, within the womb, that is still formless. It only has the form of the mother who begets it. Existence. Intention. So, we are in the first phase when the light created the desire, and this desire is formed exactly according to the form of the light. This is clear. This is Bechina Aleph, the first phase. It's also called Chokhmah. I don't know how to spell it, but Chokhmah. And the light is called the light of Chokhmah, and the Kli, the vessel, is called the vessel for the light of Chokhmah. The sermon itself, this phase is called Chokhmah. And out of the fact that the light keeps on working on the desire, with its intention to bring the desire to be a great desire that will be able to understand it, feel it, be like it. This is the intention of the light. That does not change. Then out of its pressure on the desire, a new phase of the desire is born. A new phase in the desire. Where the light is working on the desire, keeps on working on it. But the light that fills up the desire is already different. The desire has changed, and it feels that the light has changed. The desire now wants to bestow. It receives it from the light that filled it up in the first phase. It gets from it the quality of bestow, and it wants to be a bestower, a giver. So then it's changed. And also the light that it feels, it now feels the light in a different way. It feels it as bestowing, as chasadim, mercy. So here we have chasadim.
Chasadim.
What is the matter of the chasadim? That the Kli entirely wants to bestow, and the light within it is also a light of bestow. This is the quality of the light and the kli in chasadim. And if the first one is called chokhmah, then the second one is called bina.
Günaydın sevgili Rav Dünya Kulesi. Işığı kontrol eden siyah nokta mı? Sualim bu.
Mehmet Teker is asking, hi Rav, hi friends. Is this black point, is it controlling point of the light?
The black dot is called, it is called existence.
Me
from
me ein, me ein.
Absence.
Me ein.
From absence.
Yes, me ein.
Existence from absence.
It
means that it exists, but it exists out of starting from zero. It did not exist before. It wasn't there before. When it says zero here, it doesn't mean that it does not exist. Zero means that it does exist. However, there is no influence of the light on it as yet. And also it has no influence on the light, and light doesn't influence it. It only gave birth to it from zero, from absence. This is actually the only act by the Creator. Only the Creator knows how to do that, to make something out of zero, out of not existing, because zero means it also exists. So this point, this dot, started as we call it, as existence out of absence, out of not existing. Where does it come from? Because in the upper lights that existed somehow, we don't know how, within it, a desire was formed to bestow to someone out of his uniqueness, that he is entirely infinite and good and benevolent, and he has no choice. He has to benefit someone. This is the only deficiency that can be formed within this infinite, perfect upper light. Then when the desire to bestow to someone was born within him, out of all of the abundance that he has, then within this upper light, a dot, a point was born, a deficiency. It is seemingly as if a deficiency. You know what? I would have liked to have someone, something, so that I can take care of it, so that I can love it, so that I can invest in it. This is what was formed in the upper lights. Meaning I lack nothing, but only to have something, someone to care for, to benefit. Well, for us, it is also similar to wanting to have children, to care for someone, something. Of course, it's egoistic, but nevertheless. Or maybe we buy some little pet for the house so that we can take care of it and do good to it. But it is really far from that state that we had in Ein Sof. There it was truly out of the natural goodness.
Ismael, Mexico, Shoel, Masiba, Madua.
Good morning. I have questions from internet. Ismael is asking, why were there the will to receive and the will to bestow? Why were they created? Love. The will to bestow is created, the will to receive rather, was created by the upper light, which is an absolute that lacks for nothing. And if it lacks for nothing, it can have only one lack, one possible lack, which is to give, to bestow. To bestow. from itself to others. That's what can happen. From perfection and wholeness, there can be development in the direction of even greater wholeness. So it wants to create something to bestow to. And what does it need to create? Only the will to receive. That's what the Creator needs in order to be able to bestow. Imagine to yourself that you want to have a child, a baby. Why? Because you want to bestow upon him. You want to give to him. It's a quality that we have in us as well. It comes to us from the Creator. And most especially, this can be observed in women, in which this part, this giving from the Creator.
What is this existence? How can we measure this? Two things, existence and absence. What is it and how can we measure these two things? Thank you.
They cannot be measured for the time being because we have achieved nothing as of yet. We've only come to two phases with you where the will to receive in the discernment of Shoresh develops because the upper light is influencing it, affecting it. It's like a drop of semen from the father. It enters the womb of the mother. And it adheres to the mother's womb and begins to get some sustenance from their blood, whatever it needs, this drop, in order to begin to develop. And then, as it develops, it has Pchina Aleph, the first phase, absorbing the upper light, developing from that. By absorbing the upper light, developing through it, it also absorbs the quality of the light. The light only bestows to it, and then it absorbs this quality of bestowal, and as a response, it also bestows, wants to be the bestower instinctively, naturally. It's like a little child. He looks at what you do, and he does the same. Why? That is nature. The little one learns from the big one. The will to receive, after in the first phase it received the desire, it exists, you could say to an extent. Now it develops. How does it want to exist? In what form? It wants to exist in the form of the upper one who sustains it. And then it has this inclination.
Yes, regarding the process from the root to the first phase, any phase that develops more, if we take some seed and put it in the ground, that's an action that we do, but then the seed keeps on developing within the ground and we're passive, we're not in that.
Yes, of course. What influences these phases of development is the lights acting upon this specific phase of the development.
But in the first phase, seemingly it's an active act of putting the seed in the ground. How does the nature of the action change when the seed is already in the ground, seemingly developing by itself?
No, but through what? It develops by that light, through that light. That light put it in the ground. That light sowed it. So it awakens the ground on one hand, and also it influences the seed itself to develop. The seed also develops from within. It becomes more and more complex, and all that. Where does it come from? From the light's bestowal upon it.
What is that, the ground?
The external discernments around it, the group. If the group is right, then it develops quickly and well, and if not, then No, but it all depends on the environment. The upper light can develop and push the seed to develop more and more, but without a proper environment, there won't be anything. Or that if that seed also, if that seed resists connection.
Не очень понятно, почему.
Yes, hello, dear Rav.
Стадии, где она получает, чтобы отдавать, она приходит в итоге.
It's not so clear whether in Pchinat Gimel, when she receives in order to bestow, what makes this Pchina move to a full reception in Pchinat Dalet.
That's something we need to see. What does the Creator want? The Creator wants the created being to receive all his benefit. And then he builds the created being as one that will receive from him, but this creature that will receive from him doesn't feel that he received because the Creator made him that way. There is still no deficiency to receive the light prior to receiving the light. Hence, it wasn't sensed that he filled his own deficiency, this creature in Pchina Aleph, and he didn't feel it. This is like, I didn't want to receive something, but they push it to me. Forgive me for saying, but they put a pipe inside me or an enema, and they're filling me. Is there some pleasure in that? No pleasure. But you're being filled. You have no choice. If there's no preceding desire, you cannot feel any pleasure here. Any pleasure. This is what we had in Pchina Aleph. Where there is no desire to proceed. Hence it wasn't felt as the light is pleasure. But it felt that the light wants to give him. It wants to give him. And that specifically is what he absorbs from the light. That is what he absorbs in the light. And it's interesting that he doesn't receive the light as pleasure because he had no deficiency for it, for that pleasure. But the fact that he received the light from the bestower, that the bestower is bestowing to him, that he felt. And so he wants to resemble the giver, the bestower, the upper light, which cannot give him pleasure because there's no deficiency. The upper light brings him the feeling of himself, that to enjoy from the fact that you're giving. And then the will to receive in the creature develops in the direction of wanting to give, just like the upper light that operates in it wants to give. The upper light simply expresses in him that quality. Try to do it this way. Take some baby and start educating him in such a way that what you give in this egoistic will to receive, but let's say, if he were to receive from you, just bestow, then he could be here. We need to see, it's not the purest of examples in our times, in our state, but then he can learn from you that the bestow is good because he sees how much you're bestowing. Let's say you give him and you show him how much you enjoy. Then he looks at what you're doing and how much you enjoy this. And then he too tries to give to someone and to try and enjoy it. Is it possible or not? Try and do these things. It's not simple. It's not a true experiment a pure one in our states, because we're already corrupted, we're already in the foundation of the whole ladder we are. But theoretically understand that it would be possible to give the creature, just like here in Prina Aleph, the feeling that giving is good, it's a pleasure. Because he's observing the upper one. He doesn't yet have a deficiency to receive from himself. But he looks at the upper one fills him, and he feels that the upper enjoys. The upper enjoys from giving. And I too want to be similar to the upper. And I make myself bestow, just like the upper. That's why Prina Bet comes in place of Prina Aleph. Prina Bet, which is all to bestow, but all to bestow. What can she bestow, and to who can she bestow? If the desire was great, then she would receive, and by that, give it to the upper, to the creator. In order to create the desire to receive, to bestow to the creator, she lowers from herself and develops to the will to receive. This desire to receive receives from the creator and somewhat enjoys, and by that gives the creator pleasure. So Pchina Gimel is considered that it extends the light of Chochmah in the light of Chasadim. She extends the light of reception within the light of bestowal. She's not yet really receiving. She's receiving only in order to delight the upper. But out of beginning to receive and beginning to feel that she wants to give the upper, and the upper feels pleasure only when she truly receives, then she must develop into herself a greater desire to receive, even greater and even greater, in order to give the upper greater pleasure, and greater pleasure, and greater pleasure. And then it turns out that the desire to receive in Prina Gimel develops more and more in order to give pleasure to the upper. And then she decides that then I extend all the pleasure that I have from the upper. That's what he wants. Therefore, I'm doing it without any calculation upon all my possibilities. Chochmah and Chasadim and all that I had, I now I'm about to go and receive the pleasure. And then she becomes Prina Dalet.
Is it possible to say that Zeranpin is the root of the Masach, because it receives from the Creator?
Of course, what it receives because Bina made him that way, to receive, and by that expressing his giving to the Creator. Only Malchut becomes a vessel of reception. She begins to receive fully, 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 because she wants the Creator to receive. That's how she decides. But in its end, she goes and receives fully, completely, as long as it's just to receive. And mainly, she disconnects from all bestowal from above, as it, that comes from the Creator, that the Creator wants to give her. Therefore, she receives in order to give back. This is already no longer in the end of Malchut, but rather she receives herself. And there in the end of Malchut, therefore, she is called Malchut, since she is the governor of her will to receive fully and doesn't want anything else. She doesn't desire anything else. She is completely disconnected from the essence, from the emanator, as long as she receives from him. Not the intention of the Creator to delight her, but all she can fill herself with. The Creator relates to her good. Oh, give me that good too. He wants to fill me. Bring that too. He wants me to feel good. Bring that. All the things you want to give me, bring me, give me, give me. This is all together connected and materialized in Malchut.
Last question, if possible. That light of Chokhmah that the Malchut receives, does it include inside of it the pleasure and the Creator wants to give and his status? She wants to receive everything from the Creator, both the root of bestowal and the pleasure itself?
Everything she wants, you can feel. I also can't talk about all the discernments in Malchut, but they're being revealed. We just need to understand that all the process that we go from Ein Sof to this world, and in return from this world to Ein Sof, is all only in order to open the Malchut and reveal to her all the possibilities in order to fill them without any limitations. And to fill them without limitations is possible only through adhesion to the Creator, only in order to bestow. Otherwise, she is never filled.
Good morning, Rav. The question is this. How can the whole system, meaning at the point of existence from absence, the whole of creation, all the worlds are already included, and under the influence of the Creator, it just develops, or the whole system is built gradually?
It's like a seed that you put in the ground. There's everything there. It just needs to emerge before everyone to develop and to bring forth fruit. But everything's already in the potential form inside that seed. Here too, in that point that we have in Ein Sof, we are all included with all the worlds and all that there is. They just need to develop. Therefore, if you're asking whether we can then talk about free choice, if it's there, if there are such results already that are final, nevertheless, there is the matter of free choice. We will talk about that. But everything that will be clarified in the end is already in the beginning. There is nothing here that is sudden, that is revealed, some suspense that occurs, or the work of man. It's all how much we add here to this entire job of ours. We're adding to it our desire. And what does it do? It increases for each and every one how much he participates. Therefore, it is written that in the end of correction, each will aim to the covering of his friend, that there will be a difference between I did and what you did. What difference? Am I to blame that I was born weaker or more foolish than you? No. But relatively, individually, I did less efforts than you did, than I could have done, and I didn't do. Therefore, there will be shame. So we have here, although it's all known and ready, nevertheless, there are such results that we are operating upon.
Ahead, please. What can I add to this? What does it mean every person must say? That everyone must clarify that he's in the system of all the souls, and this whole system works for him, and he has to work for it. And they are in this mutual obligation. Therefore, he has to be involved in each and every correction in the world, because in the end of the day, the world is his soul. So it seems to us that we are caring for someone else. It's because of our egoistic desire that separates us, confuses us, that we seemingly take care of others. We're not taking care of others. We're caring for ourselves. And in fact, if a soul is felt as more distant than me, to me, it means that our ego, the ego between us is big. And if I'll correct that ego, then our connection will be closer than with other egos, and with other souls. And so, what I see as an egoistic connection corresponds to what I create as the correct altruistic connection. So, altogether, this sphere, this circle that we obtain, the farther it is, then the more I need to attract it to me, and the closer it is, the less I need to put for efforts into it, because my ego scatters everything outside of me, away from me, and I have to make more efforts to bring that closer to me. That is very, very confusing to us. It's a confusion that we have through the egoistic vision. We always try to care about who's closer and who's closer to us, and instinctively we draw closer to those who are closer. But this is the true state is that the farther ones that will come will bring us greater wisdom, greater ability to make corrections. And sure, corrections begin with the closer ones, but the true attainment of the Creator comes from bringing the farther ones closer. Yes, Owen.
Is there a practical expression to this? Because you said in the end of your words that corrections is from the close ones.
Yeah, it's like we come to the 10 with to the teacher, to the study. All these things are a preparation, but afterwards when we connect to the 10, we have to go out and engage in the public, as it is said. Yeah, as it says, watch out, the Torah will come from the children of the poor. Because specifically when you bring the farther ones closer, you reveal the light of Chokhmah. Because you work with the egoistic desire that you need to correct, and thereby advance the whole system to become...
To try.
I'm not getting into all these things. What I'm saying is you first of all, you have to relate to those closer to you, your friends, in order to accumulate strength so that you can turn to the Creator. After you connect to your 10, after you connect to the world kli of Bnei Baruch, you have enough strength to then turn to the whole of humanity, and then you turn to them. But know that when you turn to the whole of humanity, there you'll find those vessels that are far away, and by correcting them, you will achieve the great lights. That's it. That's the whole.
On the one hand, we see humanity is running towards a cliff, running towards war, running towards ruin. On the other hand, we're sitting together with the books, with a big force, making a big internal effort. What's happening between these two states?
בין שני המצבים האלה נמצאים דווקא אנחנו שצריכים לקשור אותם.
Between those states is us, and we have to tie them together. There's no choice. There's a part of humanity called Bnei Baruch. They have received some proximity to the correction, to know what's happening and why, on the one hand. On the other hand, they themselves come from those people, those free population of the world. And the Creator wants to bring everyone closer, without any exception, especially in the last generation. And therefore, we have to take care of that. And when you think that we're small and we don't know and we don't understand, and wait. I'm not saying you should wait. I'm saying there will come a time. We still have to disseminate everything we know about the reason for the coronavirus, the reason for all the troubles that we're going through. And from day to day, day after day, we have to see what new opportunities open up. What new opportunities open up? Without relating it to the wisdom of Kabbalah, with relating it, it doesn't matter. As long as people accept it, we have to see that we don't repel people, that we make them as close to this as possible, not to about coming from Judaism or something Jewish or anything like that or Kabbalah, but from the integrated, integral nature, that the nature demands us to connect. And how do we do that? What Baal HaSulam writes in The Last Generation is not about the wisdom of Kabbalah. He writes about a new social state. That's what we need to do. Try. Try, because that's what our, only that is what our better future depends on. We have to do this. The Creator gave us a desire and a little bit of knowledge. We have to use it. The more we use it correctly for the broad public that we in the last generation already must approach, then we will gain additional wisdom.
The way I heard it from this excerpt, we don't care for others, meaning to the world, but we need to care for ourselves. How can we explain this in a light way to people now during this period of the virus?
The world, it says, was only created for me. That's what it says. The world was only created for me. What does it mean? I have to say that the world is created for me, either as an egoist, I'm going to take advantage of the whole world. This is what each and everyone in the world wants to do. Or I say the whole world was built for me, and it was created for me in order to correct it, in order to take it to a corrected state. And probably I am capable of doing that if it is said that the whole world is created for me. As if the whole world turns to me, or the Creator turns to me and says, you have to correct them. And indeed, in truth, each and every one of us, from his own point in the heart, from his unique place in the collective soul, from that unique part, I have to correct the whole kli of Adam HaRishon, the whole soul. And you, from your unique part, and the other one, etc. But each and every one has to be responsible for the correction of the world from on your end, on your part, as much as you're capable. All right. We have, okay, Florida again.
Yes, Rav, thank you. How do I really increase my intensity to care for the public? So I want to disseminate.
What do you want to disseminate? Where do you want to disseminate? Are you writing? Are you speaking? You have to be to prepare yourself first. What system? Which of our systems are you connected to in order to be well prepared for dissemination? Maybe you're writing material for others to disseminate. Maybe you speak through the radio or something of that sort. You have to look into all these things. We have all the means to do that. So go ahead, connect with the right people, contact the right people, and see how you can best utilize yourself. But I'll just tell you one thing, and I'm telling this to everyone. To everyone. If you don't make sure, you don't take care of correcting the entire world, you will not move towards equivalence of form with the Creator, towards the final correction. You're not going to get anything on the way if you won't be engaged in dissemination, because we are facing the final correction, stages towards the final correction, creating the integrated world and filling it with the knowledge of the Creator. That is our obligation. You want to take part? Go ahead. If you don't, then it's a waste of time sitting here with us.
Can I ask, so the more I be integrated with them, the more sensitive I will become?
You'll become more sensitive and gradually correct yourself this way, because there is no other correction. Every one of us is a cell, an individual lone cell in the system of Adam HaRishon. If you don't connect with them, if you don't transmit to them your information, your energy, everything that you're capable of, then you're not active. You're a dead spot. So try. You're capable of that. You're a good student. You're a dedicated student. You're capable. Begin disseminating. That's not the problem. The problem is that you need to awaken your 10 and possibly other 10s. But the main thing is to come out of the 10s to the broader audience, because we are now facing a global blow. It's global. And that's why we have to go out to the broad public as much as possible and explain to everyone why we're suffering blows, why this one virus comes to us and then another one will come. And you know how many are on the way? You know how many blows are in store? No one shows that to you, because then you'll just say, oh boy, I don't want to see anything, I'm just better off dead. In order to let you advance correctly, you can only see a little bit of it. It's just like a child is not told, you're going to study 10 years at school. If the child would be able to digest it, to study 10 years at school, he'd go crazy. You know, he goes for one day, then comes back, then another day, then another day. He doesn't understand that he has to do it again and again and again, and then his whole life. And after school, there's more responsibilities and more obligations in life and all that, but it's all hidden from him. And that is why we must go out go out of our small circle as much as we can to broader circles and spread the material. Some percentage of your free time has to be dedicated to spreading the material. You can't write yourself, write on your own. Other people are writing, take their material, spread it everywhere online. You can do something else, do something else. I don't know. You need to become experts in that.
Focus group.
Focus group.
שלום רב של אוזני אינטרנט. ניר קרבנר מפתח תקווה שואל, למלות חיסרון של העולם.
Hello Rav, questions from the internet. ניר קרבנר is asking, to fill the desires of the world, it's the desires that I see as foods, sex, money, power. Do we need to translate these desires to what the Creator can fulfill? This is a lie, what you just said. The desire of the world today is how to be saved from the coronavirus. That's what you need to talk about. Because they are now facing, and they will face, life-threatening dangers. You're going to see what happens in the second wave and the third blow. It's all in order to show people that they have to change, that it's not going to help them to try to evade this virus or that virus. It's not going to help to try to vaccinate or have some medicine or something. It's not going to help. No, they have to neutralize the root of this blow. And the root of it is our ego only, our lack of connection between us. Because through the correct connection, when everyone's connected, no virus, no disease can suddenly erupt. Yeah. Therefore, the sooner we spread our method, how the world can be saved from the blows that are now coming in the time of the final correction, the last generation, this will be a true salvation for humanity. Otherwise, humanity is now going to be under serial blows that will not let us raise our head. You'll see how they're going to try to rebuild the economy and trade and commerce and politics, and nothing will rise again like it was before. None of it. You'll see things will become more confused, disorganized, will take a lot of power and efforts to do, and will be very hard for people to carry on. We have to show them a completely different direction for the existence of the world. To begin with, don't try to start all these businesses again in all kinds of directions. All of that, this trade and commerce and industry and these big things, it's not going to help. Do what you have to do in order to provide for everyone a sustenance. Not to try to go higher to some big achievements and businesses, but rather horizontally try to cover everyone's needs and still benefit from everyone. We have to turn to people's egos still. Each and everyone has to understand that this is the level at which we have to work. And afterwards, later on, we'll understand that all the things that are to the detriment of nature, the ecology, humanity, and everyone, we cannot benefit from that. Because it only...
Раф, то, о чем вы говорите, о том, что все это не кончится очень быстро уже...
Раф, what you're saying, that all of this won't end fast. Very rich people also say this. on Sunday there's a gathering of business people. Warren Buffett said that he is completely retiring from all his investment in the aeronautics and that the crisis will continue for a few more years now. My question, wise people, billionaires, managers of the world economy, do they not understand that they have to change the nature of man? Because they don't understand this, because there's not enough blows, or it's not enough of our explanation.
This is related to the heart. In the fact that someone knows how to make money doesn't mean that he knows how to understand the method for the correction of the world. I spoke to several people of that sort. They don't understand it. Or they understand it a little bit, but not sufficiently in order to start changing. They may even see that you're right, but it's not sufficient to change their lives. They answer simply, but in the meantime, I have my life, I live. Thank God. After me, there can be a flood. And he's right. I can't say anything. That's what they feel in their ego. With many people of that kind I met before. And worse, what's worse, they're willing to give their money to all kinds of programs that are worthless. And they know it themselves, but they're just used to giving some money to these things. But to our program, to spread this knowledge in the world, to bring everyone closer to this, they can't. They can't. Their ego still stands in the way. Even in regards to that. Give them, you know, what, 10 million, 10 billion, whatever. And not to me, to your own, whatever, internet network that you can control, or Facebook, or Google-related things, whatever. Just, you know, your own network where we can advertise this knowledge to the world to make everyone aware of that. No. And on the other hand, tens of millions of dollars they can throw into things that have no future. This is still the corruption that exists in human nature, and we have to accept it as something that is programmed from above. The Creator shapes their desire this way. It's unfortunate to see, but that's so. Otherwise, we would already be able to really influence and do things in the world. The Creator doesn't let yet. On the other hand, He does give us an opportunity to keep working and to keep pushing these things. And only we were given that opportunity, so let's do it. Look what Baal Sulam and Rabash are saying. Look what we are discovering every day now. So let's try today as well to be successful in dissemination for the sake of connection between us and with